Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Take me, O Companion, learn from me, for I'm meek and humble of heart. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We give from the Holy Gospel according to Matt. Disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Well, the child overplaced it in their midst and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? If he finds it, then many say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. Just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I've never been very good with numbers and statistics, but I think there's probably about 7.5 billion people in the world, something like that. And Jesus knows and loves every one of those 7.5 billion people. And he knows every one of us and them, all the people in the world, down to the most minute detail. I think one of the dangers for us is to think that God is only concerned in the multitude, the huge number, the huge mass of people. And that's true. But also that God loves each and every one of us individually. I've never been a shepherd of sheep, but I would think that if I had 100 sheep and one lost, I'd say, let it go. I'll be honest with you, let it go. I got 99, okay? I've often thought, yeah, 99. If I leave the 99, I'm probably going to lose at least 50 of them, I would think. That's my limited interpretation, but Jesus, who's the greatest teacher, says, no, leave the 99 there, go out and look for the lost sheep, and then come back. In my room in California, I've got this picture in my room, and you see Jesus, he's walking, and there's a sheep, maybe you've seen it fallen in a ravine, and you got these vultures that are over the sheep, and Jesus has a thorn branch in his shoulder, and Jesus is bending over to get the sheep. And you know what a vulture is, right? A vulture means that it's a carnivorous bird that has a sixth sense, and when someone's about to die, the vulture is about to swoop down even before the person dies. So that means that sheep has probably been there overnight. And Jesus is bending over, and we know you can turn a photo into a YouTube, right? And you turn it into YouTube now. What's going to happen? He's going to bend over. He's going to gently place the sheep on his shoulder. He's going to walk back to the other 99 sheep. He's going to make sure that the sheep has been wounded to heal it and feed the sheep. That's the way that shepherd would act. Now try to apply that to the way Jesus thinks about us. Think about this. You, as an individual, your soul is worth more than the whole created universe. Think about that. And I'm not using hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. Your soul is worth more than the whole created universe. And reflect upon that a little bit today. Your soul is worth more than the whole created universe. Now, if Natalie or Colette or Grace or any of us, or Anna or Maria or Matt or Mom, if you were the only person in the world, Jesus would have been born, he would have suffered, he would have shed his blood on the cross, he would have shed every drop of his blood if you were the only person in the world. For me, as a priest and a religious, and as a priest, I have a lot of studies, philosophy and theology, that's what touches me most in my life as a priest and a Christian. The fact that Jesus would go through all this just for me. How much he loves us. So how could we not love Christ if we recognize how much he loves us? So love demands a response of love. So as we move into the Mass now, tell the Lord that you love him. You might say, well, he already knows it, but he wants to hear it again. Tell the Lord, tell Jesus that you love him. That's what he wants to hear most. He wants to hear. So if you don't know what to say after receive Holy Communion, just say, Lord, I love you. Those are the best thanksgivings. So let's just thank God for how much he loves us, but let's love him in return. Amen.
Amen.